with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Hamas and Iran are blaming Israel for the assassination of a high-ranking terrorist leader and vow to avenge his death. Ismail Haniyeh died in an airstrike on a house in Tehran. In Jerusalem, the BBC's Yolande Nell says Israel declines comment on the attack.
It's unclear as yet what effect this will have on the course of the war in Gaza. But Ismail Haniyeh had been overseeing talks on a new ceasefire and hostage release deal.
Israel is claiming credit for the death of a top Hezbollah official in Beirut, retaliation for a missile strike that killed a dozen children in the Golan Heights. No firings, no disciplinary action yet for the shocking security breach that saw a gunman shoot former President Trump. That's according to acting Secret Service Chief Ronald Rowe testifying on Capitol Hill. GOP Senator Rand Paul says he supports a disciplinary investigation and a policy review, both now underway.
This is an important step. However, real accountability will require a comprehensive examination of all the facts, which still remain unclear.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Biden administration is buying high.
The move to purchase more than 4.6 million barrels of crude by the Department of Energy is an attempt to refill the emergency stockpile that was drained by the Biden administration. Prior to the midterm elections in 2022, the Biden administration released more than 180 million barrels of oil in an effort to lower high prices after the Russian invasion of Ukraine. As of July 19th, the South Louisiana Reserve had about 374 million barrels of oil. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has a floating barrier in the Rio Grande. It's meant to discourage people from trying to cross from Mexico into Texas. Can stay in place, at least for now. Wall Street, Dow futures up 145 points. This is SRN News. An upcoming trial challenging North Dakota's abortion ban has been canceled.
The judge in the case canceled the trial, which was scheduled for late August. It wasn't immediately clear why, but Judge Bruce Romanek is expected to rule soon on the future of the case. North Dakota outlaws abortion as a felony crime with some exceptions. Plaintiffs sued the state, arguing the ban is unconstitutionally vague about its exceptions for doctors and that its health exception is too narrow. Jeremy House, SRN News.
The Salvation Army providing emergency disaster relief in Alberta, Canada, where a massive wildfire decimated the town of Jasper. Some 25,000 people forced to flee their homes. About a third of the town's structures have been destroyed. Salvation Army teams providing meals to law enforcement personnel, as well as several hundred wildfire evacuees. This is SRN News. The bank account of Facebook's parent company takes a hit.
Texas Attorney General says Meta's $1.4 billion settlement with the state over claims that the tech giant used biometric data of users without their permission is the largest secured by a single state. In 2021, a judge approved a $650 million settlement with the company formerly known as Facebook over similar claims. Meta says in a statement the company is pleased to resolve the matter. In 2019, Facebook stopped automatically recognizing people in photos and suggesting people tag them, and instead of making that the default, asked users to choose if they wanted to use its facial recognition feature. I'm Julie Walker.
Following a two-day meeting today, the Federal Reserve will announce its latest decision on interest rates, and most economists expect the Fed to leave rates where they are with no rate cut at this time. More details at SRNnews.com.